Quiero que todos se tomen un momento para pensar en un modelo a seguir que hayan tenido en su vida. Alguien a quien admiran. Por ejemplo, un miembro de su familia, un maestro en la escuela, un entrenador, un sacerdote, tal vez. A menudo admiramos a esas personas por la sabiduría que enseñaron y por cómo vivieron sus vidas. Tal vez queríamos ser como ellos. So I want everyone to take a moment and think about a role model that you've had in your life, someone who you look up to, maybe a family member, a teacher you had in school, a coach, maybe a priest. Maybe think about why we look up to those people. Often we look up to them because they have wisdom that they've taught and how they live their lives we admire. So we want to live like them and be like them. In nuestro evangelio, Jesús nos dice que lo mismo miremos. En su época, un discípulo de un rabino judío habría seguido al rabino a todas partes, escuchando sus enseñanzas, imitando su comportamiento. Luego, el estudiante de ese rabino habría elegido seguidores propios para hacer lo mismo. Así era como se transmitían la fe y las enseñanzas de un rabino. Los discípulos están llamados a seguir e imitar a Jesús, quien es el maestro perfecto, porque es el Hijo de Dios. Nunca los separarán como estudiantes. Después de que los discípulos siguen a Jesús, serán llamados a salir y a ser más discípulos. No, y eso no termina con Jesús y sus discípulos inmediatos. Todos estamos llamados a seguir a Jesús, a imitarlo y luego a ser discípulos. Pero tenemos que seguir a Jesús antes de poder hacer discípulos para Jesús. So, in our gospel, Jesus tells us to look at him. And in this time, a disciple of a Jewish rabbi, they would often follow that particular rabbi everywhere they went. They would listen to them. They would imitate their very life, their very behavior. And the student of that rabbi would have taken his followers of his own, and then they would have done the same thing. So this is how the faith and the teachings of that particular rabbi were passed on. And the disciples then are called to follow and imitate Jesus, who is the perfect teacher because he's the Son of God. And so no one will ever really surpass him as students. And then after the disciples follow Jesus, they will be called to go out and make disciples of their own. And that doesn't just stop with Jesus and the immediate disciples. We are called to become disciples ourselves, and then we're also called to go and make disciples. ¿Cómo nos convertimos en discípulos de Jesús? So, how do we become disciples of Jesus, exactly? Primero, tenemos una conversión. Tenemos una conversión. Reconocemos que tenemos la necesidad de seguir al Señor. Generalmente, eso se rige de una crisis en nuestra vida o vamos a un retiro como el que haremos mañana y tenemos un encuentro con Jesús. Pero eso es solo el comienzo. Eso es solo el comienzo. So first, we have a conversion. We recognize that we need to follow the Lord. And usually that comes from maybe a crisis that we have in our life, or sometimes we go on a retreat, like one that we're going to have tomorrow afternoon to prepare for Lent. And then we have an encounter with Jesus. But that's only the start. That's only the beginning of that process of conversion. Luego, tenemos que seguir quedarse con Jesús. Quedarse con Jesús. Esto significa que oramos todos los días pidiendo al Señor que nos guíe. Leemos la Biblia. Escuchamos la palabra de Dios. Vivamos la vida sacramental, recibiendo la gracia del Señor para nosotros y para nuestras familias. Recibimos la misericordia sanadora de Dios en el sacramento de confesión, yendo a menos una vez al año, si no más a menudo. Eso significa bautizar a sus hijos, asegurarse de que ellos y usted tengan todos los sacramentos de la iniciación, bautismo, primera comunión y confirmación, y asegurarse de que están casados por la iglesia, no solo por lo civil. Eso también significa asistir a la Santa Misa todos los domingos, dar el debido culto a Dios y poder recibir su vida dentro de nosotros en la Sagrada Eucaristía, su cuerpo y su sangre. So next, we have to continue to stay with Jesus. Continue to stay with Jesus. And this means that we do things like we pray every day, asking for the Lord to lead us. We do things like we study sacred scripture, hearing God's word in our lives, which we do at Mass, but we can also study on our own. We also need to live the sacramental life, receiving the Lord's grace for ourselves and also for our families, receiving God's healing mercy in the sacrament of confession, going at least once a year, if not more often. And that also means baptizing your children, making sure that they have all the sacraments of initiation, which are baptism, first communion, confirmation, and making sure that you're also married in the church and not just civilly. Because without that, your marriage wouldn't be valid if you're baptized. That also means attending Holy Mass every Sunday, giving that proper worship to God and being able to receive His life in the Holy Eucharist, in His body and blood. Todo esto sueña muy simple y grandioso si usted está haciendo todas esas cosas, pero si no las estamos haciendo, especialmente viviendo la vida sacramental, entonces no estamos siendo realmente discípulos de Jesús. Es muy importante. No estamos siendo realmente discípulos de Jesús sin la vida de sacramental. Necesitamos vivir una vida de oración y los sacramentos para recibir la vida abundante que Él nos dio. So that all sounds very simple, and it's good if we're doing all of those things, but if we're not doing those things, especially if we're not living the sacramental life, then we're not really being disciples of Jesus. I'm going to say that again. We can't be disciples of Jesus if we're not living the sacramental life. It's not possible. We need to live a life of prayer and receive the sacraments because that's where the Lord's abundant life is given to us. Entonces, cuando comenzamos a seguir a Jesús, imitarlo, nos volveremos más como Él. Conformamos nuestras vidas a Él. Eso es lo que hace recibir la Sagrada Comunión. Nos ayuda a conformar nuestras vidas a Él. Recibimos su misma vida dentro de nosotros. Eso significa que empezamos a notar más nuestras propias faltas. Esa paja en nuestro propio ojo. Y tenemos dos opciones cuando nos damos cuenta de eso. Primero, podemos distraernos y señalar las faltas de otras personas. O podemos trabajar en arreglar nuestras propias faltas. Podemos criticar y juzgar los demás cuando podríamos tener el mismo problema. O puede provenir de una herida psicológica en nuestra propia vida. Lo que significa que necesitamos pedir a la sanación del Señor. So that means that we need to begin following Jesus and imitating Him, living that sacramental life after we have that conversion. And as we do that, we become more and more like Him. We begin to conform our lives to Him, our thoughts, our actions, everything in our heart. And that's what Holy Communion does. It conforms our life to him. We receive his very life within us, everything about Jesus. And that means that when that happens, we can often start to notice our own faults more and more. That beam that's in our eye that can really distract us and take us off of the Lord. And we have two options when we notice that beam in our eye. We can either distract ourselves by pointing out other people's faults, or we can work on fixing our own faults. Sometimes when we criticize or judge others for faults that they have, maybe even having the same problem that we do, it's possible there's a psychological wound in our own life that we need to address, which means we need to ask for the Lord's healing, to remove that beam from our eye before we help others. Porque si nos pudrimos desde dentro, entonces se manifestará externamente. Un buen árbol dará buen fruto, un mal árbol producirá mal fruto. Es decir, si estamos viviendo una vida de santidad y tratando de ser discípulos del Señor, estará presente. La gente lo verá. Pero si estamos viviendo una vida centrada en el pecado, eso también será evidente para la gente. Así es como hacemos discípulos. Si vivimos una vida de santidad nosotros mismos, entonces el Señor traerá a otros a quienes Él quiere que discipulemos. Luego, ellos saldrán y harán discípulos ellos mismos. So, because sometimes we can be rotten from within, that can also manifest in us externally. So a good tree will produce good fruit, but a bad tree will produce bad fruit, as Jesus tells us. Meaning, if we're living a life of holiness, if we're trying to be disciples of the Lord, that's going to be present. People will see that. People will be attracted to that. But if we're living a life that's focused on sin, if we're following other people that are bad influences and imitating them, that's also going to become evident to people, and it's not going to produce good fruit. So that's how we actually go about making disciples. If we live a life of holiness ourselves, then the Lord will bring others to us that hopefully will imitate the Lord, not us per se, but that we can lead and disciple in our lives. And then that will continue to make more disciples. More people will be attracted to that, and they'll go make disciples themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. We always need the Lord's grace to help with our faults. But if we strive to do the works of the Lord and have a relationship with him that includes all the things that I just described, as St. Paul tells us, our labors will be rewarded. And that won't necessarily mean a reward of earthly success. It doesn't mean you get to mark off how many disciples you made that day. But it will be a reward of eternal life in heaven, which is our very salvation itself. Eso significa que seremos perfectos y siempre necesitaremos la gracia del Señor para ayudarnos con nuestras faltas, pero si nos esforzamos por hacer las obras del Señor y tenemos una relación con Él, incluye todas las cosas que describí anteriormente, entonces, como nos dice San Pablo, nuestro trabajo será recompensando. No será necesariamente una recompensa de éxito terrenal, pero será una recompensa de vida eterna en el cielo. Nuestra salvación.